KFSR presents the Fresno State Student Spotlight with Fresno State's Vice President for Student Affairs and Enrollment Management, Dr. Frank Lummis, and Fresno State Student Special Guests, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Dr. Frank Lummis. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm excited to have three guests with me today. Stephen Davis, he's in our Career Development Center, who does employer services, events, and recruiting, and also two Fresno State students, Zyara Zamora and Lauren Mueller. Thanks for joining us this morning. How are you doing?
Doing good, thank you.
Excellent, thank you.
Doing good, thank you.
Great, great. And so our topic this morning is Recruit the 99. But before we get into the main topic, I want to give our listeners a little bit more idea of what the Career Development Center does. So, Stephen, you want to take us through what are some of the programs and events and services that you do in the Career Development Center? And then we'll get to this big career fair that you do.
Okay. Well, our tagline in the Career Development Center is transitioning from student to professional. So we want to help students in all aspects of their professional development, anywhere from freshmen all the way up through seniors, grad students, and we even work with alumni in our office. We help with services such as resume reviews, mock interviews. We help with their 30-second elevator pitch, which is great for networking events.
Can you help me with that 30-second one? Because I'm not sure I can do it yet.
Oh, sure. You know, anytime, anytime.
Great. Thank you.
We'll work with students. You know, we want to make sure they are going down the right career path. So if they don't necessarily know what they want to do for a career, something that we have to offer are multiple career assessments. So that gives the students a chance to do an online assessment. They can come back to our office. We'll go over it with them. And that might help them out if they're trying to decide between one or two different majors or, you know, what kind of careers can they choose based off of what their interests are. So our office offers workshops on some of these, so they can go to a workshop mornings, afternoons, evenings. We have walk-in hours for students. They can schedule appointments and have a one-hour session, and they can also come to our evening hours. One day out of the week, we have evening hours in the library.
And the Career Development Center is always open to anywhere from freshmen through graduate students, correct?
Yes, that is correct. So, and again, even alumni. So after you graduate, I actually just met with an alumni recently, and they're looking for a career change. And so I was reviewing their resume and trying to help them out with trying to decide what's that next step in their career path.
So that's great. So from the time you get here at Fresno State to if you transfer in, once you graduate as an alum, you have the ability to come back and we're there to help you get hired.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. We want to give the tools and resources necessary for students and alumni to get to that next level.
Okay. So tell me a little bit specifically about your job within all those great programs and services and events that you do. What do you do mostly on a day-to-day basis?
I wear a lot of hats every single day. Any given day, I can be working with students doing one-on-one counseling appointments. I am constantly in contact with employers. Any given day, I can talk to upwards of 50 different employers throughout California.
That's a lot of people.
Correct. A lot of employers. So whether they're local, I talk to employers that are in Rhode Island, Texas, Wisconsin, South Carolina. I get contacted from employers all over the place. Even some that are in other countries like South Korea and China, they actually want to recruit students to go over and teach English in other countries. So I deal with a lot of emails and phone calls every single day as well, going out into the community and talking with companies that are trying to build relationships with Fresno State, discussing engagement strategies. So how to get their company promoted on our campus, getting students engaged to attend something they might want to host, learning about what a student would do if they worked at that organization, whether it was as an intern or full-time or part-time employee. And we also do site visits, you know, up and down California, going to see where our students and alumni are, you know, whether they are in management or they're just kind of getting their foot in the door with the company. We want to see where our alumni, what they're doing, because one of the best ways to actually find those next career opportunities for current students is by reaching out to our alumni.
Sure. That's great. Well, it sounds like you have a pretty exciting and busy job. I hope your vice president is paying you well. Is he?
Of course. Yes.
Oh, okay. That's me, isn't it? That's right.
Yes. So I got to say nothing but great
things.
All right.
Well, that's good. Good. It's smart. Good networking here, skills. So Lauren and Zyara, tell us a little bit about your role in the Career Development Center. So this is Zyara speaking.
Yes. For the Career Center, I do most of the marketing and social media.
So today we were actually discussing new ways we could market this one. So we were thinking of hashtags. So dedicating a certain day to everything that we have to offer. Like the only hashtag I have for sure right now is Wardrobe Wednesday because it flows well. So kind of incorporating the clothing closet. And then we want to do Fact Finding Friday and kind of do a highlight on all the companies so the students get really familiar. Great. Especially now, I did a countdown today and it's just 3 weeks away. And just kind of getting the knowledge out there because the more students are presented with it, the more prepared they'll be. And that's what we want. We want students to really know about it and know that they can get hired and that, you know, missing out on this career fair could cost them a job. So they really want to attend.
Sure.
And all grades level should attend, whether you're a freshman, sophomore, junior, or senior. So just marketing the idea out there.
Great. Thank you. How about you, Lauren?
All right. Well, my job is the assistant event coordinator. So I work really closely with Steven over here. And basically, my position is to take the applications when employers submit an application to us. I review that application and approve them to come to the career fairs. And then I'm in contact with them when they have questions, things like that. If Steven's not available or if I just happen to be in the office and a phone call comes through, I can help them to either complete their registration process or help them to pay over the phone. And then when it comes to the day of the event, I'm there alongside Steven, making sure everything's kind of running the way it's supposed to, putting employers at their tables so they're in the correct place and making sure students know how to find them. I'm also helping create the maps of the venue, so where we're placing everybody and what that looks like on the floor so that it is easier for students to find, and then making sure information gets to Zyra. We work together on that too so that Zyra has the right information to put out there, and it's just... it's a nice three-way collaboration in here that I get to be a part of.
So what do you, Lauren, and Zyra, what do you like the best about the student position that you have at Career Development Center?
Oh, that's a good question. All of it.
I'm trying to have good questions. You're on a radio show. That's all, what it's part of.
I actually really like interacting with the employers and the students on the day of the event. That's the most fun for me. I like being there and seeing the students get to interface one-on-one with the employers when they come in. They walk in and there's this overabundance of employers who are there and they get to actually talk to them. And it's fun for me to watch and see the employers too interacting. And it just really shows me that what we've done has come to its completion, has come to the head, and it's gone successfully.
Great. So how about Zyra? How about you? What do you like best?
I love the fact that I've become a resource. Because me and Lauren are both graduating in May, and I think a lot of people who are graduating this semester are scared that they're not going to find a job. So a lot of my peers and the people in my major are like, I'm terrified that I'm not going to get a job. I'm like, come to the Career Center. And every day I get to learn more and more about how the other side works and how what employers are looking for. So my job requires me to do a lot of research. And as I'm posting on social media, this is what you should do to get a job. I'm learning how to get a job too. So interview skills and everything that has to do with finding a job, I'm learning too. So I'm way less nervous than I was. And I love that I've gotten to be so involved in the Career Center because now I just feel like it's a lot easier than people think. And the resource is there. So it's nice to be able to tell them and be a part of it.
So you two must be pretty popular with your peers then if you can help them find a job. I mean, that's what every student wants to do when they get out of college is find some meaningful employment so they can bear the fruits of all that they've learned here and make a difference out in the world. I know for me, the Career Development Center when I was an undergrad was probably my favorite office in student affairs when I was young like you. And I have great memories of them helping me to find a job because there are times where you're a senior and you're like, okay, am I ever going to get employed? And was this all worth it? So that's great. That's great. So let's get back to you, Steven. So Recruit the 99, very cool collaboration with many other folks. And I think people would like to know a little bit more about what this program is and how it kind of came to fruition.
All right. So Recruit the 99 actually started a little bit before my time. And it was the collaboration between our Craig School of Business, UC Merced, and University of Pacific. And those three different colleges all worked together to create Recruit the 99. It was a strategy that was designed to make it easier for the recruiters to go up and down California. They'll have three schools that they can kind of hit back to back to back. And it made it really smooth and easy for them when it came to like trying to plan out their strategy, because recruitment can be a very, very exhausting type of job. And if you're having to travel from different states and different cities, you really want to have kind of a really easy plan. And that was the goal. This is, you know, getting companies to want to recruit in California, have a nice smooth transition and get a different type of student at each campus. So you're working with a UC, you're working with a state university, and you're working with a private university. So you're going to have different types of students. And we just figured, you know, what a great way to continue to build up and down California. We currently have expanded to have an additional school this year. We are also working with California State Bakersfield. So they are also part of this now.
Okay, great.
And we've had many other universities that want to be part of this because, again, it's just a great collaboration. We've had Sacramento State that's interested, San Bernardino's interested. So we have all these campuses that really love this strategy, and we're just like, we can only fit so many so many campuses in a week. So we're really thinking about, okay, maybe we might have to have recruit 99 Northern California and recruit the 99 Southern California, something along those lines.
That's great. Well, it sounds like a wonderful program. So really, it's the Central Valley and a little north and south of it, and maybe more to come in the future. So who should come to this program? Is it just for seniors? What would you suggest in terms of who should attend?
I think everyone should attend this event. All students, whether you're a freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, grad student, again, even our alumni are welcome to attend this event. And so we are working with the Alumni Association. They're actually creating a marketing strategy to promote this to young alums and let them know, you know, if you're still looking for something, you know, a career change, you still haven't found that career that really sits with you, come to this career fair and we'll help you out. We're going to have probably close to 200 employers. Last year we had 190. That's a lot of different organizations that you have the ability to go and network with all in one day. So because of that, we want freshmen to come, because if a freshman comes, they can learn about what organizations actually recruit at Fresno State and find what kind of jobs are available to them. So it's that career exploration piece. Once you hit to a sophomore year, same thing, you might still be doing some career exploration, but now you're actually looking at those internship opportunities so you can actually get some work experience. A junior would definitely want to go because, again, at junior year, that's when you're really open to internships and start looking for that full-time job. We have employers that start recruiting a year before for the positions that they want to fill. So you're going to get a leg up on students who are waiting to their very last semester of college to look for jobs, because you may have received your job a year earlier because you have maybe done an internship and you've proven to that company that you have the skill sets necessary. So once you do graduate, they're just going to hire you because they really, really liked your work ethic.
Right. And you mentioned internships. In my opinion, internships are one of the best things for students to do while they're here, along with their studies, because it does give them that advantage. You get to meet this person, work with them for maybe an entire semester or longer. When they get down to looking at those resumes, if you know someone that did a great job for you, I got to believe that's an advantage. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Internships are your ultimate advantage for a job. If an employer has a choice between their intern or having to go through a pool of potential candidates, they're going to look at that intern as going to be the best potential employee because, again, they've already been tested. They know their way around the office, the department, whatever it might be. They understand what skill sets are necessary to be successful at that job. If a company has to go and get somebody new, and then they have to go back and retrain. So hopefully you are successful in your internship, and most likely that's going to turn into a full-time employment. And I believe NACE, which is the National Association of Colleges and Employers, they have a statistic that said in 2015, roughly 64% of companies will hire their interns.
I've heard that over and over and over in my career. And, you know, you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. They've had an opportunity to be trained for whatever number of weeks or months they've been with the employer, and that then paves the way and the employer doesn't have to start from scratch again. So as students, Zaira, tell me a little bit about what tips do you have for students who are thinking about going to recruit the 99 program? Is there some things that jump out at you?
I say definitely do your research. We have so many amazing companies, and I think it really impresses them when you go up to them and you already have background information on them. They're going to tell you apart whether you know your stuff or you don't. Mm-hmm. Have your resume reviewed. We have all the resources for it. Definitely come to the clothing closet if you need any help with what to wear. We have Dress for Success workshops. We have so many different tools that there's no reason why the day of the career fair you shouldn't be successful and why you should leave without an offer or at least an interested employer.
That's great. Lauren?
I'm going to agree with Zaira on that. There's no reason to come to the career fair and not walk away with interest in you, somebody interested in you. I know personally, just from working at the career fairs, I've had companies that say, oh, you're really good at this. Why don't you come work for us? Mm-hmm. And that's without me even giving them my resume. It's kind of about the 30-second elevator pitch, being able to put yourself in that good light and just say, hey, I know what I'm doing and I can stand out and I can help your company, not in any sort of arrogant way, but in a way that tells the employer you're looking for a job and you're looking to be a good worker. And if you have your resume reviewed and you have that 30-second elevator pitch down, you're going to find somebody. I know we already have over 100 employers registered for this career fair. So you already have over 100 opportunities to get somebody interested in you.
So let me ask you, I didn't ask you earlier on, what's your major here?
My major is print journalism.
Okay. Zaira?
Public relations.
Okay. All this social media stuff is right up your line, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. So, Stephen, anything else you want to add in terms of tips for our students?
Yes. First, I'd like to say, you know, I wouldn't be able to be as successful as I am right now if it wasn't for the assistance of Lauren and Zaira. Not to mention, I have a career fair committee, and I get tons of assistance from people in the Career Development Center. And I'm also expecting anywhere from 60 to 70 volunteers from the campus, from Great. Different departments and students to be at this event to make sure it runs successfully. So a lot of people are necessary to make this event run as smoothly as it does. That being said, going back to your question, we have an event coming up on March 8th, which is a week before the career fair. It's called Zoom In. It's an opportunity for students to come, have their resume reviewed. They can get assistance with their resume. We'll help them get onto Hire Fresno State, which is our campus job board, so they can look at which companies are coming, what positions they're going to be recruiting for. It's 3 hours. It's from 1 to 4 p.m. And they don't have to go to everything. It's kind of a open house. You go to whatever area you feel you need assistance. So if you want just help with your mock interview skills, if you want help with your 30-second elevator pitch, our staff and volunteers will be there to help students out. Not to mention, students can always just schedule appointments to come and visit us. We have tons of great staff in our office who are going to be willing to help. The resume is very, very important. You need to look great on paper. That elevator pitch is what's really going to sell yourself. That's your first impression that you're going to make to an employer. So being able to come in and get help on that elevator pitch, what you should talk about, the professionalism, how to greet an employer properly, making sure that you give a firm handshake, make eye contact, smile, the questions to ask the employer. You know, as much as you're getting interviewed by that employer and that face-to-face contact at the career fair, you still want to also give them some questions to answer. So come prepared with some questions to ask these companies. And that's part of doing your research.
That's great. You know, I've always thought interviews are a two-way street. They may be interviewing you, but you are also interviewing them to the sense, is this somebody I want to spend my time with and work with? Could be for years on end or maybe a lifetime. Who knows? I know people change jobs a lot more these days than they once did, but it is your opportunity to get a better sense of who they are.
Right. Definitely. I agree 100%.
So what kind of employers are going to be there? Tell me, are they all over the place or are there any specific industries you tend to draw more from?
The way we've designed our career fair is 8 industry clusters. Those 8 industry clusters, we've pulled that information from the state of California, and we also looked at how that pertains to the Central Valley, and we created 8 industry clusters. For example, our biggest industry cluster tends to be professional and business services, which, you know, that one's kind of that generic one where if you don't fit anywhere else, you can kind of fit under professional and business services. But we also have consumer goods and logistics, education and research, health and wellness, water, energy and technology, creative arts and media, government and public service, and ag and manufacturing. So those are the 8 industry clusters that we've focused on for our campus. And from those eight industry clusters, the ones that tend to get the most employers are going to be professional and business services, government and public service, and ag and manufacturing. Those are probably the three biggest industries for the Central Valley, and that are going to be at this career fair. And then again, they have a multitude of jobs that fall in there. There's just so many different job opportunities for students. You know, everything from sales to engineering, computer science, graphic design. There's tons of opportunities for students to kind of go through. It's an extensive list of companies, so there's a lot of jobs that they're going to have to look through. But that's kind of a good problem to have.
Great.
At least in my opinion.
Well, that's great. So if I'm a student and I want to go to this Recruit the 99, tell me a little bit about, you know, what will the day look like? Students walk in, what do they do? Where are the employers? You know, just some brief stuff about that.
All right. It's a pretty action-packed day for us working behind the scenes. We'll be there as early as 8 a.m. to start setup. Some of the work has been done the night before. We will have employers showing up at 10 a.m. where they'll be able to check in, get their table set up. Our social media is going to start rocking and rolling pretty early. We want to get students acclimated to what's going on, let them know which employers are showing up. And at 1:30 is when we open the door to students. Last year, we had around 100 to 150 students waiting to go in before the event started. We were starting to look like a concert out there. You know, you would think Garth Brooks was in the house, but I guess everyone was there to look for some job opportunities. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of excitement. So that's great. You know, the students start seeing those messages coming through, letting them know the career fair is about ready to start. Once we open those doors to students, it's just like the floodgates have been open. They'll go check in at our front desk. We will get them their name badges. Once they have their name badge, we give them a packet of information, letting them know where the companies are going to be located. Mm-hmm. And then it's kind of like happy hunting. They can start running around and finding those organizations that they want to go and talk to. So if they've done their research, they'll be able to find those companies based off of the list that we gave them. Or if they're just looking to figure out an industry that they might be interested in, they can just go specifically to that industry cluster because we have all of the industries grouped together. So we have eight different industry clusters, and based off how the organization's registered, we group all of those together. So all the professional and business services will be together, all ag and manufacturing will be together, all education and research will be together. And this event is going to be on the main concourse of the Save Mart Center, and then also the mezzanine floor, which is the second level. Nothing will be actually inside of the arena.
So you don't use the basketball court?
No basketball court.
All right.
Maybe before to de-stress, I'm going to go shoot some hoops. You want to take me on in a three-point shooting contest?
I can do that. I can do that. I'm just going to let you know I did play college basketball. That was 100 years ago, but, you know, I still got game. So how about some stories? What kinds of stories do you have from participating in this, both Lauren and Zyra?
I started working with Steven last fall, and so I was working the career fairs last semester, and it was really interesting for me to walk in, first time I'd been doing this, and to start talking to the employers. And what was really fun for me was actually getting to interface with them. And my favorite moment was walking up to Expo Party when they came to one of our career fairs and getting to sit and talk to them for a little bit, because I've started to fall in love with event planning, even though that's not my major. And so getting to talk to somebody that was doing more of rentals, event sorts of things, interfacing with that really kind of pushed me in that direction. So talking to Expo Party and just one thing leading to another, and hey, you want to come work with us? Like, well, I'm not graduated yet, but sure, why not? So that was really fun for me, and just meet these people and go, hey, I know you, or I don't know you, but I want to know you because you're in my line of work, is a lot of fun.
That's great. Very nice. Zyra?
Day of, it's funny because you'll start seeing one or two people come in, and out of nowhere, you turn around for 30 seconds and you look back and it's crowded. So my favorite part is going around, and obviously I have to take pictures and navigating my way through it, but it gets crazy so fast. But it's really nice to like be able to put it out on social, because then you start seeing more people come in.
Right.
From like they're seeing it on Twitter and they come in, and it's just crazy how social media has helped so much in that, because before, like if you didn't know about the event at all, you wouldn't show up.
Sure.
But now if they just see it on their timeline, they're like, oh, it's going on here, and they know exactly what time and they show up.
Great.
I agree with Zyra. Last semester where we were located, we had a stage up front so you could get up on the stage and look out over everything. And I joined Zaira up there a lot, and we could just see the masses of people. Mm. And you're up just a little bit above them, and you go, oh my gosh, there were two people in here 2 minutes ago, and now there's 200 people crammed in this small space.
So. Yeah, that has to be pretty cool to see all your classmates down there. So, well, with that, what are you excited about the most for Recruit the 99? What are the things you're like, wow, I can't wait till it gets here. I'm so excited.
Well, we are graduating this semester. So we were talking about how there's going to be a lot of employers there that are hiring communication interns and students. Mm-hmm. So I think joining in, especially since we know everything like about the career fair, it's definitely going to be an advantage. And I'm just really excited to get to meet them face to face. And
right. So you're in the inner workings of all this. So you kind of get it.
Yeah. And then just letting all my friends know about it, because I got in a little bit of trouble last time for not letting them know the class before. And a lot of them were like, I'm like, it's all over social media. You guys are communication interns. You should be looking. But they were like, you didn't tell us in class. And I'm like, okay, I'll definitely tell you a million times this time.
All right. So. You're not looking for any commission or anything off of this, but okay. Yeah. All right. Just checking. Anything else, Lauren, that you want to share?
I'm really excited. It's going to be a lot bigger event this time around. Uh-huh. Last time, our biggest fair only had about 75 people, and that's because we broke it into 3 days. So I'm really excited to see all the different industries and all the different businesses all come together. And it'll be at the Save Mart Center, so it'll be fun to actually get to walk around in there when it's not a concert. It's something that you're actually helping to run. I think it'll be a lot different, and agreeing with Zaira again, because she takes the words out of my mouth sometimes. getting to actually talk to those employers, because we're graduating. So getting to talk with them, and then the employers get to see you working, and that helps too when you're one of the people who's working it, and they're like, oh, wait, you're actually going to be available for hire. I think that's really fun.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And I don't want to forget to congratulate both of you that you're graduating, and I hope to see you in Save Mart in May for that. Stephen, anything else you want to add to what you might be excited about with the Recruit the 99?
I'm excited to see the masses of students. You know, that's exciting for me, knowing that there's so many students that are excited, eager, and wanting to find their next employer. So for me, just seeing how many lives are going to be changed from attending this event.
That's fantastic. So let's end up here with some information. So give us again the date, the time, location, and then with the students, I'm going to ask both of you what tips you have for students thinking of attending. Just a couple of things. So you think about that while he wraps up the date, the time, and the location.
All right. So Recruit the 99 will be March 15th. The event starts at 1:30 for students and goes until 5 p.m. Come dress professionally. Bring your resumes. We'll have a couple of celebrities there. Our very own President Castro will be in attendance from 1:30 to 2. And our university mascot, Victory Bulldog III, will also be there from 2 to 3 p.m. and from 4 to 5 p.m. Take advantage of the photo ops with him with our Alumni Association.
Great. Any last words, tips for our students that you want to give them?
I'd say practice talking to the mirror, as funny as that sounds. Be confident. And if you're not confident, fake confidence, because it really pays off.
Okay. Lauren?
Definitely have your resume ready. There are a lot of employers there who will want to hire you. Walk in with an air of confidence about you. Be ready to go and be ready to get a job. Have a firm handshake and look them in the eye.
Great. And with that, I want to thank you again for being our guests, Stephen, Zaira, and Lauren, for being with us today. Thanks for joining us this morning, and please join us next Sunday morning at 10:30 for another Fresno State Student Spotlight on KFSR. Be sure to like us on Facebook at FS Student Spotlight. We're on the air at 90.7 and streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org. Thank you.
KFSR presents the Fresno State Student Spotlight every Sunday morning at 10:30. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.